Thank you for joining us again today here at the Prayer Line. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 21. We're going to talk a bit about Isaac, Abraham, and Sarah. The Lord was attentive to Sarah, just as he had said. I'm reading from the Common English Bible. And the Lord carried out just what he had promised her. She became pregnant and gave birth to a son for Abraham when he was old, at the very time God had told him. Abraham named his son, the one Sarah bore him, Isaac. Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, just as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born. Sarah said, God has given me laughter. Everyone who hears about it will laugh with me. She said, who could have told Abraham that Sarah would nurse sons? But now I've given birth to a son when he was old. Here they were at a very old age, years beyond what should have been regular child-bearing years. But the scripture says the Lord had been attentive to Sarah, and he carried out what he had promised her. Despite the fact she had almost laughed in her own spirit and had previously almost mocking God, hey, how could this be? This, you know, promising me this, I'm well beyond yours. Abraham's going to be well beyond yours. And yet, as time went on, God performed a miracle and gave them a son. And she did nurse a son. It was a miracle that only God could perform. Only God could carry out. But he did so and blessed them, even after they had tried to help out God with seeing Hagar come unto Abraham and have him bear Ishmael. There is never a substitute for God's plan that works better than God's ways. And if we will remember that in our sojourn in life and in faith, we will be blessed and pleased, and we will join with Sarah and others in the laughter of joy in the Spirit as we rejoice in what God has performed. Too many times we're trying to help out God. Too many times we try to assist God. Too many times we try to say, hey God, what's going on? But it says here in verse 1, the Lord was attentive to Sarah, and he carried out just what he had promised her. I want the joy of the Lord to be your strength. And the more you see the exploits and the grace of God in your life as you walk in that intimacy with God and have that relationship with him where he shows forth his glory in your life, answering your prayers, ministering your heart and life, you're going to see a time in your life of time and time again, there being that earnest expectation that is received, and you receive this joyous spirit, this overflowing joy within your heart, which sees this bubbling over of God's grace. And laughter will become a part even at the times that you're just, hey, devil, you tried to say this and that. Devil, you tried to cut me down. You tried to make me down. But look, who's got the last laugh now? The joy of the Lord is my strength. He has carried out his promises for me. Notice it took a long time. There was a great many years before the promise became reality and was well beyond, quote, would have been the normal days for Sarah and Abraham to have children. But it didn't matter to God. And in your heart and life, it doesn't matter what looks like the obvious plan or the best plan or what the world thinks about something. If God has given you a promise, and you're standing on the promises of God's word, and know that you're a child of God, he is going to carry you through. There's no substitute for God's best and God's blessed in your heart and life. Remember that today. Receive the grace of God. Don't settle for second best when God has his promised blessing for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the word of God. Give us strength and help that we might rejoice in you and one day see the exploits of God and be able to testify like the beloved of old about the power of God and his great grace. They overcame him by the blood and by the word of their testimony, the scripture says. And God, the word of testimony, giving praise to God for answered prayer, is something fabulous. And I pray, God, as we go forth and we take upon the word of God and begin to believe in our covenant promises, I believe, God, that we will see the mercy and the power of God. And I believe, God, that you are with us. And I pray, God, that those who are praying with me right now, who have prayed and have believed, God, and have seen vision or have had hope in their heart considering something, it might not be there right now, but I pray, God, that they will see its fruition. They will see its culmination. And the victory of God would be theirs, and they would rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, and we praise you today. And there are those who are going through great pain. There's those who are going through suffering today, and yet they believe there's a blessing on the other side. I pray, God, that you would carry them through, and that full-term miracle will come forth, just like the birth of Isaac. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. Give us birth of faith. Lord, you're planting the seeds of hope in our heart and life. I pray that God, our spirit, would be that which it would be like a womb, that would see the grace of God, that seed blessed, and it would come through on the other side, the promised of God, the blessings of God coming through, just like Isaac. We thank you, we praise you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you today. I hope this word blessed you. And I pray that you are encouraged in God this day. If you need to reach us here at the ministry, call us at any time, 646-926-0401, or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. cgmfinc@gmail.com. We also have a great deal of media and tools for you that you can use for your personal study and prayer and meditation at cgmfinc.weebly.com. That's cgmfinc.weebly.com. That's our main website. God bless you. Have a great day. Till next time on the Prayer Line.